There were little spotlights set into the ornate plaster ceiling of the corridor, another strange juxtaposition of the new and the old. And there were doors set into the panelled walls. They were so similar in design to the panels that Matt only knew they were there because of the handles and keyholes. They were all closed, and he didn't try to open any. He made his way slowly along, pausing to look at the pictures. Some were framed documents, including several old maps, and an engraving of the opening of the Great Exhibition in the Crystal Palace in 1851. There were a couple of small portraits, and, like the ones in the entrance hall, they showed people with striking dark hair and blue eyes. A family trait, Matt decided, remembering Robin's distinctive looks. One was different, though. Standing on a narrow table midway along the corridor was a small framed portrait. The delicate brushwork depicted a woman with fair hair and green eyes. Her hair was arranged in curls on top of her head, and the picture had faded with age. There was a name at the bottom of the picture in a little white plate painted into the foreground. Elizabeth Venture. Another ancestor, but without the same family looks. Maybe she'd married into the family. Further along was a faded sepia-toned photograph hanging under a wall light. Matt had to stand at an angle to see it through the glass, as the light reflected back at him. It showed two women standing outside the manor house porch where Matt had just come in. But they had been there 100 years ago or more. One of them was young, maybe only Matt's age. Her hair was arranged in curls and was jet black. Matt could only imagine her blue eyes. The other woman had white hair and was very old. Grandmother and granddaughter, perhaps. It looked like the same girl in the last painting in the corridor, but the date in the corner beside the painter's signature was 1833, which Matt reckoned must be before photography. The grandmother as a girl, maybe. And with her was another girl of about the same age, but with fair hair and pale green eyes. There was a similarity between her and the woman in the little picture on the table, Matt realized. Not as close as the dark-haired girls, but a resemblance nonetheless. I bet the holiday snaps are just as interesting, Matt muttered to himself, and stepped out of the corridor into the enormous room beyond. Matt had once spent an especially boring afternoon with his father at the Bodleian Library in Oxford. He'd been expected to amuse himself quietly while Dad examined books that were so old they looked as if they'd fall apart if he turned the pages too quickly. The only thing that had come close to impressing Matt had been the size of the library. Venture's library seemed even